Broadcasting live from the Radio St. Pete studios in St. Pete, Florida.
Yeah!
It's St. Pete Saturdays with Roy and D.
Turns all your bad feelings into good feelings.
So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
For once in your life, you sound very pleasant.
No stop signs, speed limit.
Afternoon. Welcome to another installment of St. Pete Saturdays with Roy and D.
Good afternoon.
This week we went down to downtown St. Pete and we talked with a few of the businesses out there. We got a hold of a nightclub and a record store. We also got a hold of a vape shop and a brewery as well. Take a listen. You can enjoy it. It's right here at the local 662. It's at the 662 Central Avenue. We're talking with the owner slash manager slash all around good guy, Jimmy. What's going on, Jimmy?
Working behind the bar here. Few patrons, so it's going good.
You know, what is Local 662 and what's special about it?
Local 662 is a music venue as well as a bar that is open from 4 in the afternoon till 3 in the morning. As a music venue, we're strictly focusing on more of the local acts in town that's in St. Petersburg because there's a lot of it and it gets unnoticed. So, I mean, we kind of like to book those bands to get them in here and so they can show everybody exactly that, you know, they're worth coming out to see.
Yeah, so when you go to Local 662, you can expect to see local bands and local talent in here all the time, right?
That's right. Yeah, you can expect to see more local acts. We also have national acts that do tour the country. Some of them have toured internationally in the past, but, you know, they'll come through on their national tours, and that's also another way to spotlight some local talent in the area. You know, just put them on the bill with those national acts and kind of get them pushed forward.
Well, and I can tell you tonight happens to be a Wednesday night, but we're doing two for ones tonight. Is that to every night, or what's going on with the drink specials?
My drink specials usually the days that we're open, which is Tuesday through Saturday. We run a happy hour. It's 2-for-1 wells and drafts from 4 o'clock in the afternoon to 9 at night. And so, you know, if you're coming out to see a show and the doors aren't till 8 o'clock, it's still a good time to come because you can catch the last hour happy hour. And it gets you off to a great start before a show, you know, so.
And, you know, based on who's going to be coming and performing, sometimes you'll have a different special drink of the night, right?
That's true, yeah. We do have drink specials. Sometimes, you know, we'll get what band's playing. We kind of cater to the act themselves. You know, if I have a punk band, I'm going to sell Jameson or Jack Daniels at a discounted rate just because that's, you know, that's what the crowd prefers. You know, with a lot of these national acts, it's hard to tell who's going to show up sometimes.
Yeah.
I think this weekend we have just a few coming through, but there's going to be like a country jamboree.
Awesome.
It's pretty cool. A lot of local bands actually redoing their set list to match a country style. So it's going to be, I think, 12 bands.
And that's this weekend coming up? So what? It'd be the 20th?
It's Saturday.
Yeah. Saturday? Awesome. Is there a cover or anything like that to get in Local 662?
It depends on the show. If it's national act, it's usually through another promoter rather than just us booking it ourselves. So what ends up happening is we actually have to charge a door fee due to the promoter's cost. So they want to get, that's how they make their money. We, on the other hand, when we do our free shows during the week with the local acts, it's usually a free cover. Yeah, we got little to no cover. The highest we'll ever go is like $3.
So for the most part, there's going to be no cover unless it's some big
unless
name national
big,
act.
Yeah, and people know that. They know it because they can buy their tickets through Ticketmaster. So they do a lot of pre-sales through that. And then we also sell tickets at the door. A lot of the local bands, when they actually do get booked with a national act, what they try to do is get them to sell some tickets to bring some of those local people in for the national act. And they get a great discount when they buy them through the bands, actually. Pre-sale prices are a lot cheaper.
Nice. What are we doing? 18 and up to party, 21 and up to drink?
It depends on the evening. About I think it was last Sunday, had a kid, Ryan Beatty. He's pretty much the American version of Justin Bieber, and I could probably count about five adults the whole way through. The rest were about 13, 14 years
right.
old. So, as you can see in some of my coolers, I'm very well stocked on water. So it just all depends on the show. Most shows, they're all ages, and then, you know, the 21 and up shows, those are generally going to be on a weekend. Weekday shows, those are all ages, and they pretty much end at like 10, 10:30. So the bar remains open after the show's over.
And you guys got a full liquor bar, beer and wine as well,
right? That is correct. We are full liquor. We have actually a very good selection of craft beers as well.
Nice.
Anywhere ranging from Rogue, Abita, all the way to Lagunitas, and as well as Anchor Steam, which is a brewery out of San Francisco. I'm constantly updating our craft beer selection here because, you know, as the season changes, you got to change with it. So, I mean, it wouldn't make sense to have like a summer shandy during the wintertime.
Right.
Yeah. So, it's pretty interesting.
Now, if I'm a local artist or, you know, a local band, how do we go about getting to a show to perform at Local 662?
There's multiple ways you can do that. One way is you can go through a promoter who already has a show booked or contacts within the venue. And what they do is they comprise a group of musicians or bands to come together and put them on one bill. So you'll have either four or five bands come together. Or you can email us at thelocal662@gmail.com and send that information to our booking agent. We would need at least two tracks so that we can get a good firm listen and then pair you with another artist that's very similar to that music, because we don't ever try to mesh two different types. We
right.
like to keep it very uniform because the crowds are different for every show, so you're going to have the same crowd for like an indie show. They're not going to be here for a hip-hop show, so yeah. we just kind of split them up like that. You can even go on thelocal662.com, and there's a button with a link that will send you right to the email address with all your contact information, as well as uploading music or a Reverb Nation page for SoundCloud.
Nice.
It's pretty simple. It's a streamlined process that people really don't have to worry too much. You can actually get in the door so simply.
Yeah.
Rather than coming down here and asking me, because I honestly could tell you, the calendar, I know what's on there.
Yeah.
But the booking agent handles the booking of the shows, so we put 100% trust into her hands so that she can make sure these bands actually do get a shot to play.
And we can find you on Facebook as well, correct?
That's right. It's the Local 662 on Facebook. You know, stop by, hit us up with a like. And I'm sure you've read the reviews. I mean, we've gotten really good reviews from the community, and it's nice to be appreciated by the local crowd out here. It's really good.
Well, I'll tell you, it's an awesome place, and you guys keep it local, which is amazing, and you know, it's a pretty big place as well. You guys hold a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. Upwards to 200 to 300 people we can fit in our venue.
Nice.
At any time.
And it's a nice atmosphere. It's cozy. Everybody's friendly. Good people. Good staff.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, well, listen, we appreciate you talking with us. And, you know, we had a great time out here, Jimmy. And, you know, we'll definitely be back. That's for sure.
Hey, I appreciate you stopping by.
We had a really good time over at Local 662. And we also got to see some great local performers while we were there. Get some awesome drink specials in the meantime. But after we left 662, we went over to Johnny Vapors. Let's take a listen. All right, we're out here at Johnny Vapors. It's 650 Central Avenue, St. Pete, Florida. 727-327-9007. And we're out here, we're talking to one of the employees, Brandon. How's it going, Brandon?
Pretty good. How about you?
Hanging in there, man. Now, can you tell us, how long has Johnny Vapors been here, and what is it you guys do?
We've been open for about three and a half months, and we sell e-cigarettes. We try to get people to quit smoking, and it's just one of those subcultures you can get into, and you know, becomes like a hobby and a lifestyle.
You guys sell the e-cigarettes. You sell the juice as well, right?
Yes, sir.
And you guys have all kinds of flavors of the e-juice?
Oh, definitely. We have a few different brands, and they have all sorts of flavors.
And I see you guys have a bar here, so you guys can actually come and vape here.
Yeah, we're turning into a vapor lounge. We're going to serve craft beers and some bottled beers. We're also going to try to open up a sushi lounge at back, so you can come eat, drink, just vape and hang out.
And what about drinks right now? Do you guys sell drinks now?
We don't, unfortunately. We just have some water, but we're going to get there pretty soon.
Okay, cool. What could you tell me somebody can expect when they come to Johnny Vapors?
Definitely a friendly greeting at first. I mean, we'll definitely say, hey, how you doing, and make you feel welcome. That's kind of our biggest thing. Customer service is a big thing for us. It just depends on what stage you're at. I mean, if you're just trying to come in to quit, then we will help you, you know, we'll guide you and give you some options to go that route. If you're already quit and you want to get something better, we can, you know, just educate you on what's out there, you know, and try and give you the best experience that we can.
And beside the e-juice, you guys sell the actual e-cigarettes themselves?
Oh, yes, sir.
You got all different brands of that, or do you just carry one?
Yeah, there's all sorts of different brands. We definitely cater more to the people who are at the hobby level, where we have mechanical mods and drippers and stuff like that. And that's what makes the big clouds. When you see people blowing big clouds, it's the mechanical mods and the drippers. We definitely have cater more to them, but the people who are just trying to quit, we definitely have some stuff for them too.
It seems like a pretty family atmosphere in here. I mean, everybody seems to be regulars, or if they're not regulars, they're welcomed and seem at home right away. Is that typical?
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's definitely the vibe that we try and put out.
Yeah, and I mean, the setup of the place is neat. How would you describe your setup?
I guess it'd be like a lounge, you know, just a place to hang out. I mean, as far as the atmosphere, we have a lot of local art that's hung up. You know,
nice.
People can bring their art in and sell it, or, you know, buy something from a local artist, you know, as well as just whatever else they kind of feel like doing. We always take in ideas for what they would like to see, and, you know, we just work with it.
So what would you recommend for somebody who smokes cigarettes now, if they wanted to come to Johnny Vapors for their first time? What would you tell them to do? Is there like a beginner's e-juice, or how would you tell somebody who's never had an e-cigarette or tried an e-cigarette? What would you tell them to expect or start out?
We have a few starter kits, depending on the budget. Obviously, the more expensive ones are going to be more efficient, but the biggest battle is getting the right liquid, you know, whatever flavor you feel that you could vape over trying to get a cigarette. You know, different people have different flavor profiles that they want to get into.
And if I'm a menthol cigarette smoker, you guys cater to that as well? You have menthol juice?
Oh, yeah, we have pretty much something for everybody. Whether it's going to be a fruity flavor, a dessert flavor, a menthol, or regular tobacco, we have something for everybody.
I guess you could say it's kind of cloudy in here as far as it doesn't stink. It smells good. Is that an incense, or is that the e-juice itself?
That's the e-liquid itself. Whatever flavors that we're vaping in here is generally what it's going to smell like.
It smells pretty good.
Thank you.
It does. What's your favorite e-juice?
I have a few, actually. Moon Mountain has some really good flavors that I like, and they're out in Brandon. They're local to us, too. Bearded Panda has some real good stuff. And just, I'm right now, it kind of goes through phases, you know? Right now, I'm kind of like a desserty kind of phase, so I tend to go for the custards, or, you know, like the cereal flavors and stuff like that.
Yeah. Sweets.
Definitely sweets.
Awesome. And that's probably what I'd be into too. I mean, I like to eat sweets enough, as you can see.
Now, what is that over there? Is that a hookah? You guys are dealing hookahs as well?
Oh, that is actually an electronic hookah. It's the boss, the base is from an actual hookah, but the top, the head is actually an electronic hookah. So it works the same. We're actually going to start having those. You can rent them out here, you know, and just, again, just hang out and lounge around.
I mean, that's got to be a whole heck of a lot safer than the coal mechanism.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, that's neat. I've never seen those before.
Yeah, there's absolutely no tobacco in them. And if you feel the need to have nicotine, we can definitely cater to that as well.
All right, cool.
So here in the near future, you guys will actually be doing a little bit of a hookah cafe in here as well then?
Yes, sir.
Cool. And I've never seen a e-cigarette store, or a vape store, if you will, that has a bar like you guys. Are you guys the only people that do that here?
As far as I know, in St. Petersburg, yes, we are.
Awesome. And you guys are also going to be putting on a sushi bar to the place, is what you're telling me. And that's going to be sometime in the near future?
Mm-hmm. Probably in the next couple of weeks, we'll have a sushi bar, and then the craft beer will be ready to serve.
You also are going to be having a re-grand opening here shortly, too, correct?
Indeed. When everything's set up, we're probably going to put it out there that we're going to have a new grand opening and hopefully have a good, you know, good time.
And that'll be with the re-grand opening. You'll have the craft beer and possibly even the sushi by then.
Correct.
So that should be a pretty good time.
Mm-hmm.
How can we find you on Facebook?
You can definitely find us on Facebook. Just look up facebook.com/Johnny Vapors. We also have a sister store in Tampa for those, you know, that don't want to drive all the way to St. Pete. It's called We Just Vape, and you can find them on Facebook as well.
And the website for Johnny Vapors is johnnyvapors.com?
Yes, sir.
And that's JohnnyVapors, correct?
That's correct.
Now, right at the very end of our interview at Johnny Vapors with employee Brandon, the owner, Chris, walked in, so we decided to talk with him and get a few words from him as well. Chris, can you tell us, how long have you guys been here, and what is Johnny Vapors? What are you all about?
Yeah, we've been here since, I think, the late part of August. And what we're electronic e-cig bar. We're going to be serving sushi.
And you guys are also going to be doing some craft beer here soon, too, I heard, right?
That's correct. We're going to be actually serving some of the local favorites and also some of the some favorites that are not so local right now.
Cool. You guys are supposed to be having a re-grand opening, and are you guys going to do this after you get the beer in and the sushi in?
Yes, we plan on having a new re-grand opening to show people that we have made some changes in the store. It's actually going to become a little bit more than we're going to be doing some karaoke. We're going to be doing some theme nights throughout the week.
And you guys have a Black Friday sale coming up here soon too, right?
Yes, Devin. We have a Black Friday sale, which is going to be all authentic mechanical mods. Going to be sold at cost.
And the mods, these are the actual e-cigarettes themselves, correct?
That's correct. There's some higher-end authentic mods that we sell that will be at cost. And that means that what we bought them for, we're going to be selling them for that particular time.
So you're going to get a great deal on all that stuff.
Absolutely. It's going to be an opportunity for people that have the interest of getting authentic to be able to purchase those at a cost, which they never will be able to do any other time.
Awesome. What's your favorite e-juice? Do you have one?
That's a good question, Devin. I am actually a tobacco flavor individual. I'm not really so much into the flavors, but as far as individuals that love the flavors, we'll have Allison Vapeland, Vintage, Moon Mountain. We will have our own actually house juice we're coming out with. It's called Johnny Vapors. Then we also have some of our Maximum VG lines, which consist of Journey Juice, Maximum Velocity, which is out of Moon Mountain. And we're continually bringing in new flavors. We have just got a partnership with a company called Vapor Chef. Very excited about them. They're a company out of Pennsylvania, out of Bristol, which is, you know, a company that's very exclusive. We'll actually be the only ones in this area that will be carrying Allison Vapeland and Vapor Chef.
If you were to tell somebody what they can expect when they come to Johnny Vapors, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that they can expect to get drunk, eat, and smoke.
And a nice warm atmosphere, I have to say.
Vape.
Yeah, that's right. The vape, I mean, I know it's, you know, none of us are doctors here. Well, I'm not anyways, but isn't the vaping supposed to be healthier?
Well, I would say this. It's an opportunity for you to eliminate some of the 4,000 ingredients that you have that you're putting in your body when you smoke a cigarette. The ingredients that are in actually an e-cig formula, so to speak, the juice, which is what it's called, pertains to roughly three to four contents. It's the flavor, the VG, the PG, and nicotine. That's consisting of what it is. It doesn't have any additional alternatives as far as, you know, ingredients that's in there like a cigarette. Cigarette has umpteen amount of things that can affect you long term and short term.
And Brandon was telling us you guys also have e-juice without nicotine in it too, correct?
That's correct. You can actually purchase levels of nicotine. You can go from 0 to 24, depending on what level you want to be at to stop you from actually smoking. I actually am a person who tried this the first time and never smoked a cigarette.
Oh, yeah? And how many were you smoking before?
I was actually smoking Black and Milds.
Oh, okay.
Which is actually worse. Yeah. Black and Milds is probably five. One Black and Milds is probably five cigarettes.
Wow.
So I stopped one day and never went back.
And I'll tell you, I've heard that story in here a lot. So it seems to be that the e-cigarettes and the e-juice, is this whole new revolution is helping people to quit smoking cigarettes.
Yes. If you look at the numbers, I don't know exactly the numbers are right now, but there's a substantial amount of people that have stopped smoking based upon you going to vaping. Vaping is something that's going to continually go up with the tobacco industry wanting to stop this, which, you know, we have a thing we're going to here in November 21st in Gainesville. There's an ordinance which is trying to stop vaping in particular areas, which is something that you have to deal with. You know, in any industry you get into, there's going to be politics. And politics sometimes are what they are. Lobbyists tend to want what they need, and that's by someone either feeding their pockets or having something behind them that they feel that support their crowd. May that be the Republican, the Democrats, independent, whatever the case may be. You know, I think it's all one or another. It's just an opportunity for someone to have a platform to say something.
And when you guys open the hookah part of the store, is it going to be all of the electronic hookahs, I'm assuming?
Yes. We will only be providing electronic hookahs. We will not be providing any tobacco hookahs at all. We'll have about three or four of the electronic hookahs, and you can rent those, and
and you put your own different flavors in there and use them at a, you know, far as what choice you would you like to use.
And we talked a lot about the e-juice, but you guys also sell actual hardware, the e-cigarettes and all that, right?
Yes, Devin, we actually do. We carry, among others, such as Kanger, Spire. We carry high-end mods. We carry authentic, such as Dark Knight, box mods, various amount of wattage in those box mods, which in the near future, we're going to be just carrying only box mods, Devin. As the industry changes, we'll constantly change and evolve with the industry. This industry has went from a small e-cig, now it's a wattage of, from some aspects, of 260 watts, which is not necessarily worth vaping at that level, but you get the opportunity to adjust it and make your own type of device where you want to, if you want to have a deep throat hit, you can get a deep throat hit. If you want a lot of clouds, you can do clouds. The devices that we also will be carrying will be more customized. We're looking to carry our own box mods, which will have Johnny Vapors on them, which gives us a little bit more branding.
You know, Chris, Brandon and I talked a bit earlier. If somebody has never tried an e-cigarette before, has never vaped before, you guys have starter kits, and you also do taste testing as well.
Yes, you can taste any juice that we do sell. We have them available for tasting at any time of the day that we're open. You can taste anything from peaches to custards to tobacco flavors, and our starter kits are actually priced. We our starter kits start at $19.99, gives an entry level person an opportunity to spend, and they also get a free bottle of juice with that, which is the house juice. Gives them a chance to get into e-cigs and allow them to experience it, because at some point or another you're going to start that first e-cig, and then the next thing you're going to do, you're going to want to go up to something bigger. So for $20, you know, that's not a bad starting price to come in and want to buy something and start, you know, vaping.
I'm sure that your hours will probably change once you get the craft beer and the hookah cafe going. But as of now, what are your hours, Chris?
Currently, we're open from 12 to 9 Monday through Thursday. And on Friday and Saturday, we're open from 12 to 11. And on Sundays, we're closed.
Nice little close-knit family environment, and it's cozy, and there's good music playing, good people, smells great, and a huge variety of everything you could imagine in the e-cigarette and vape world. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Devin, for giving us the opportunity.
While we were visiting Johnny Vapors, they had a ton of customers sitting there at the bar, so we decided to speak with a few. Let's listen in. We're over here talking to Alec, who is a first-time customer here at Johnny Vapors, right?
Yes, sir.
What do you think about the place? How would you describe it? What would you say?
It's real mellow. I mean, it's a good spot if you just want to hang out and vape a little bit. Talk to cool people. I mean, though, if you got to learn about anything about vaping, pretty sure Brandon or Don's could teach you.
And you'll definitely be back, right?
Oh, yeah. I can see myself probably back here tomorrow.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
That's all good.
After talking with Alec for a bit, I turned around and there was another great guy named Arden sitting at the vape bar as well.
I've been coming here for about 2.5 months now. I came here as an alternative. My roommates wouldn't let me smoke my tobacco pipe in the apartment, so I was looking for something to fill the void. I was also smoking about 2.5 packs a day, and within a week I was down to maybe a cigarette a day, and a week after that I quit smoking. I have not touched a cigarette in about 2 months now. I really love the atmosphere. I come here after I drop one of my roommates off so I don't wake my other roommate up when I come back in the evening. It's a very great atmosphere, very friendly people, very knowledgeable people as well. I've met a lot of great people here in the local area, whether it be DJs, cooks, all the whatnot. I'm very happy with the area. I'm very great to see that it's about to get craft beer and sushi as well. Great line of liquids, both house liquid and third party. So this is like my home away from home. My favorite e-juice would have to be from Moon Mountain. They have a Captain Comet is the actual name of itself. It literally tastes like Captain Crunch berries with whole milk. It's one of the very few companies that have been able to get a cereal right. They also have a Captain Jack's, which is like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Both are to die for. Both my preferred liquids. I like my dessert, Panda Cream. It's more of a custard. It's very good as well. There's a few others, like Lemon Frackers from Journey Juice, which is kind of like a lemon Danish almost. Very good. And they have them all out to test as well. So, you know, you can definitely test the liquid before you buy it, so you're not committed to buying something before tasting it, and then you're stuck with a crappy juice. So anything that they have here, they'll open up, they'll let you test it out before you even buy it. So it's a very good spot.
After speaking with Arden for a bit, I turned around and noticed a gentleman named Scott, who was in his early 50s, sitting at the vape bar. Let's listen to what he had to say about Johnny Vapors.
My name's Scott, and I come here because it's relaxing. And it's been a year this week since I've quit smoking. I look for an alternative, and that's really what the vaping has done. It's an alternative to smoking, and I feel a lot better, and it's just a lot healthier to me.
How many packs were you smoking before?
I smoked cigars. I was smoking probably 10 to 15 a day.
Wow.
Yeah. So the cost has drastically dropped. You know, so now I'm getting more advanced in the industry. So it's a little bit more, but it's still cheaper than smoking and a lot healthier to me in my eyes.
So, and now you don't smoke cigars at all anymore?
I don't smoke anything at all. It's been a year this week.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Now, if you were to tell someone who's never been to Johnny Vapors before what they can expect from coming here, what would you say to them?
If they really want to quit smoking, to come down and talk to Brandon or Adonis, and they'll send you right on the path. Not to mention, it's really relaxing here, too. You know, they're going to have craft beer. They're going to have a sushi bar. So, there's a little bit here for everybody. You know, what you really like. It's really personal preference. Like, smoking alone is something that's hard to kick. You know, to me, it's more of a hand-to-mouth asphyxiation more than an addiction. It's just something to do. So, vaping has been the answer for me, and my health is to prove it.
Just the environment seems, it's just real warm and inviting in here. Everybody seems like good friends, you know, even if it's your first time coming. You know, you're accepted and welcomed. That's typical.
Yeah. I just met Kristen. She just walked in for her first time, and she's great. She's just looking for some juice, and she's a novice. You know, she's learning. So, and she's still smoking a little bit, but she's trying to kick the habit 100%. So she sounds pretty optimistic about it, though. But it is pretty warm in here. It's casual. You know, you don't feel pressured, you know, so that's what's really nice about it.
My name's Supa. I actually work next door at Foolish Pride doing body suspension, and I'm in and out over here all the time. Just here recently got into the more mods and larger devices of e-smoking and trying to quit smoking. Roughly smoke a pack to two packs a day, and so far I'm down to making a pack last roughly about 2 days now. I like Star Drops. It's probably by far my favorite. And then there's a couple of the Bloody Bear Panda, the Bloody Panda Pie, which is like a strawberry shortcake. It's really delicious. Usually I'm here also because just the people, really good guys to have on the 600 block. They're all really cool cats. Really just a laid-back experience. Come in, they're all friendly, really good music normally, and just be able to sit, chill, talk.
We had a great time over at Johnny Vapors and got introduced to a world that I knew nothing about. So after taking off from Johnny Vapors, we decided to go to Daddy Cool Records, which is two doors down. Okay, we're at Daddy Cool Records. It's located at 666 Central Avenue, and that's in downtown St. Petersburg. Telephone number is 727-822-5665. And we're talking to the manager, Manny, today. Tell us a little bit about Daddy Cool Records. How long have you guys been here, and what is it that you do?
Well, Daddy Cool Records has been in downtown St. Petersburg since 1999. The store opened up in 1985 in Bradenton, and in 99 they opened up a St. Petersburg store. And we've been downtown since then. We've been in four different locations in downtown on Central Avenue, and we've been here in this location for about 4 or 5 years now. We sell new and used records and compact discs, DVDs, music accessories, guitar strings, turntables. So definitely something for your entertainment.
And I saw you guys sell shirts, clothing as well, other than shirts. And you guys sell tickets too, which I thought was interesting, right?
Yeah, we sell tickets to shows at local venues like Janus or the State or Ritz. But we also sell them for big events sometimes like Warped Tour, or we've got them for the Sunshine Blues Festival at Vinoy Park. And, you know, basically we just are able to sell tickets competitively with a very low service charge.
You know, I noticed you guys have a wide variety of music here. I mean, if you're a fan of any kind of music, you guys have something for everybody, it seems like. Am I right?
Thank you. Oh, we have a little bit of something. Yeah, yeah.
You guys sell DVDs, too. You have a big selection of DVDs. Are those all the same price, or does it depend on whether...
No, everything depends on how much we pay for it. So pretty much things are vary in price. They're all usually within a range, but they do vary.
And the place looks awesome. I mean, it's cool. You have all kinds of neat stuff on the walls, some gold records and things like that. Is all this stuff for sale?
The gold records are not for sale.
Okay. Just decoration. I mean, it looks awesome.
Thank you.
What about the posters? All these other posters, like the you got
are
some
those
of the Beatles
posters up there?
The larger posters are used to promote records, so they're not really for sale. But the artwork that's done by local artists is for sale. So we have some music-related artwork by local artists, and so kind of like a gallery in a way.
I see some toys over here as well. Do you guys sell small action figures?
Yeah, we sell collectible toys, vinyl toys. Some of them are already pre-done, so to speak, and some of them you can call, you make them your own, do it yourself. With this kind of business, you have to be very diverse, and so we have carved a niche by carrying the toys and the tickets and books, things of that nature that you won't find in most record stores.
Yeah, and I see people coming in here and buying records and CDs and things, and you know, with everything being available on MP3, that really means something, that people still come to Daddy Cool to buy their stuff.
Yeah, people are definitely buying something that they could, you know, they find value in coming in and buying something.
Now, does Daddy Cool have anything coming up for the holidays?
Well, each year we participated in Black Friday, which is something that the record labels put together, the limited edition records that are only available to independent record stores. So you'll have something like, let's say, a reissue of a David Bowie record or a Miles Davis record, something that hasn't been out on vinyl since it originally was out on vinyl. And they come out in a very limited pressing, sometimes with colors on the vinyl. And it's something that really draws people into our store on Black Friday, a way to get people out of the mall and into the local independent stores.
That's yeah. Awesome. And that's Friday, November 28th, and you guys open at 10 a.m. that day, right?
Yes. Our normal hours are 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and we're opening on our normal hours on Black Friday because we don't want to give in to all the hype.
Cool.
And are you guys open 7 days a week?
We're open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and on Sundays we are open noon to 5.
I'm looking over here, and I see you have a huge table, all kinds of $5 CDs. Is that normal?
Yeah, that's something that we've been doing for a few years now. They're all brand new CDs, catalog titles that a few years ago people were paying $9, $10, $12 for. Now they're $5. A lot of great old school R&B and old like 70s rock, classic rock, things of that nature.
And I see that you have an assortment of turntables here. Do you want to tell us about those?
We have some introductory level turntables that are, you know, start off at $130. And then we also have some that are a little bit more expensive. We have a basic turntable, and then we also have cell turntables that you can plug into your computer through a USB, and you can record your albums.
And you also have these, I guess you call them impulse buy kind of deals. You got a bunch of cool patches. You got some rolling papers and ashtrays, just little knickknacks. But these patches are pretty neat.
Yeah, you know, we've got a nice selection of iron-on patches and sew-on patches, anywhere from old-school punk bands to Star Wars and superhero patches as well. Very interesting. And then, of course, you know, you can't go wrong with Cheech and Chong rolling papers.
Yeah. And you guys just knocked down a back wall. It looks like you expanded. Is that correct?
Yeah, what we did was we made our office smaller and our store bigger. So the square footage is the same for the building, but our store itself is bigger.
To carry a little bit wider selection, a little bit more of everything.
Yeah, we want to carry a wider selection. We want to carry more records.
Aside from the turntables that you have, you guys sell some other stuff dealing music-related, right?
Sure. We've got... We have machines that will clean your records. We've got accessories for your records that you can clean them manually, storage units for your records. And we also sell headphones so you can listen to them. And we also sell guitar strings in case you want to make some.
Now, somebody who's never been to Daddy Cool Records, what would you say they can expect?
Well, hopefully the first thing you can expect is to be greeted with a warm smile and asking you if you need any help or if you're looking for anything in particular. And then hopefully we have a wide selection of music, so there's going to be something for everybody. And what they can expect is we have a large selection of brand new records, as well as a selection of used records and used and brand new 45. So if you're looking for some vinyl, you've come to the right spot.
Cool. And I got to tell you, we had an excellent time out here. We had a blast hanging out with Manny, listening to some good music, meeting some cool customers. Everybody here is really friendly and nice. It's a welcoming atmosphere, and there's tons of stuff to buy.
So, absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you having us out here, Manny, and don't hesitate to have us back.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Daddy Cool Records was definitely an awesome place, and they had a ton of stuff to choose from in the music world, and they had a ton of tickets for sale as well at a great deal. So after leaving Daddy Cool Records, we decided to stop by an interesting brewery downtown called Cycle Brewing. Let's take a listen. All right, we're out here at Cycle Brewing. That's 534 Central Avenue in St. Pete, Florida. It's right in downtown St. Pete. And we're talking with the owner, Doug. What's going on, Doug?
Oh, not too much. Typical Wednesday.
Tell me about Cycle Brewing. How long have you guys been here, and what are you all about?
We've been here since August 15th last year, so a little over a year. We're a small brewery. We've been brewing out of Peg's Cantina for 2.5 years, so the brand's a little bit older than this physical location. My background goes back about 6 years in brewing. I brewed over at Cigar City in Tampa, and we're just trying to continue to push craft beer out there and make the best beer we can, and brewing on-premise keeps the product fresh, and that's what a tasting room is really for.
All right, that's awesome.
So you guys actually brew all your stuff here?
We brew here, we brew at Peg's, and actually, because of our space constraints here, we're opening even another warehouse to produce even more beer. It's been pretty popular.
And how many varieties, how many flavors, if you will, of beer do you guys have?
We have 12 taps downtown. Oftentimes we'll have even more beers than that because we have two different tap stations. So I think right now we have 13 or 14 beers on tap. Next week it may go up to even another one after that. But through the course of a year, we probably brew anywhere from 20 to 40 different styles of beer.
And what's your favorite? Which one do you like the best?
That depends on the day, right? Today it's nice and cold, so I'd probably go with something pretty malty. We do barrel-aged beer really well. That's one of my favorites for this type of weather, so I'd probably go in cooler and dig out something a little special, a little higher alcohol.
And you guys doing anything special for the holidays, for Christmas?
We will have another event in December, kind of like we did last year. Actually, last year it was this coming weekend, but we had to push things back another month, so we'll be tapping a whole bunch of barrel-aged beers. This will actually be a farewell to our rum barrel-aged beer that we've done in the past. The barrels will not be available in the future, and we're running out our last batch of it, so a little bit sad, but we're going to really have a little fun with it and put out some pretty fun things, some stuff nobody's had before.
Yeah.
That's too bad about that, the barrel.
Yeah, apparently I have to wait out an old man. He's not long for this world, I'm told, but he's still making the rules.
And I see also you guys have some art on the wall. Is that local art that you sell?
Yeah, my wife and actually several of my staff members are very well connected in the art community. So these are friends of friends, and actually, we sponsor the Venture Compound. They have a lot of good connections to local artists, so we rotate them out. A few people have been around for a while, but it's local art. We have even, like, our bar top is made by a local artisan. We have concrete tables are made by a local artisan named Brad Augsburger. So there's more than just what's on the walls, and we're going to be incorporating even more in the coming year.
Yeah, and I mean, the layout of the place is awesome. You guys got the local art hanging everywhere, and like you described, just all the... It's unique in here, I'll tell you. It's unlike any other place I've seen.
Yeah, that was one of the things we were going for, and actually there's kind of a story behind all of it, depending which piece you're looking at. We have drew a lot of inspiration from other breweries around the country and around the world.
Are you guys doing gift certificates for Christmas?
That we will be. Unfortunately, we have a little hold up with the artwork. There's some typos, some printing errors, so we're a little bit behind on that, but they should be out in the next week.
And tell me a little bit about the varieties that you guys have. I see up here you got Cream and Sugar, Free Will, Crank, all kinds of neat names. So what flavors is your most popular?
The names are a lot to do with cycling. I'd say the one you mentioned that isn't is Cream and Sugar, Please. That was some of the names go back to before we were Cycle Brewing. That beer is a coffee porter. It actually is at least a top 3 seller, if not the best seller, which is a little surprising. It's a dark beer. We use coffee from Mazzaro's. Not heavy, but It surprises people. It's got a nice sweetness to it that go with the coffee flavors and the aromas. You can't mistake the coffee in there at all. So it's, I know coffee drinkers, it was pretty surprising how many people would go from Bud Light to that. A lot of people would say, hey, you like Bud Light, try a lighter beer that we make. And no, I don't like that. You give them a taste of cream and sugar. That I like.
Yeah.
And they don't, and they'll look at it and like, ooh, I don't know. And then they just start drinking it down.
Right, it's kind of iffy. I've never heard of coffee beer before.
Yeah, coffee beers have been around. It's great for us to be able to use a local coffee in there. And then just the beer was not, that was not a difficult one for us for whatever reason. Kind of lucked into first couple tries, really. That recipe just came together really nicely.
Yeah.
What you can really expect from Cycle Brewing, aside from that, is we do some malty beers, like a brown ale, porter. We do some lighter lagers. We do a Pilsner for Duckies over in Tampa. That's Evan Longoria's bar. We do, right now, we just put Granny Gear Lager back on, which is, it's a well-done lager. It's not going to knock anybody's socks off. It's not aggressive in any way. But what we've kind of built a reputation for is our hoppy beers, which is why on the board I think you'll find about 6 IPAs.
And what is it? Can you tell me what an IPA is? Because I'm not familiar.
IPAs are, in hops, there are 4 ingredients, water, yeast. Those you're not really tasting too much, even though they play a very important role. And then the 2 major flavor and color components are going to be the malt and the hops. And so IPAs are definitely pushing towards the hoppy side. It stands for India Pale Ale. They're going to be fairly light in color, going from like an amberish color to straw yellow. So they can vary quite a bit, but they're going to be floral, citrusy. Hops do add bitterness. We don't really focus on making a bitter beer. Not because we don't like bitterness, but because we don't feel it showcases what we like about hops the most, and that's going to be a citrusy, juicy character. So we use hops from New Zealand. We use very specific varieties from the Pacific Northwest that are going to be that are going to give us more of that juicy, really, you know, Florida citrus, playing on that sort of that mode a little bit.
You know, you guys are really, really knowledgeable here about the beer, and I mean, you're like a modern day beer doctor or something. I mean, really, you guys are good at what you do.
It takes years of practice and a lot of books, a lot of connections in the brewing world. I wouldn't say that I've pioneered very much myself. It's drawing inspiration from other great brewers around the country, around the world, and just picking up what you can. Not necessarily mimicking or stealing a recipe. That's never really the goal. The goal is to find something that new that you've not done before, haven't tasted before, and bring that into, you know, start incorporating those into the beers that you make.
And I'm looking over here on your menu board, and you have specials throughout the week. And on Monday, I see you have $5 growler fills. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, Mondays are, in the bar industry, pretty slow. So we decided to do something to get more people out, and it's kind of a way to stock up for the week. We've got growlers are refillable bottles. In Florida, we're limited to quarts, 32-ounce containers, or you can go to gallons or more. We don't fill very many of those. We can, just not very popular. So we do $5 growler fills, which is the refillable bottle. You can get them from any brewery. We'll fill any 32-ounce container that anybody brings in, as long as it closes and isn't clear. Light damages beer, and we want our beer to be showcased well even after you take it out of here. But the other thing we do is, if you look a little farther down, you'll see the $6 crowlers, and that's with a C on the front instead of a G, and that's because they're giant cans. They're 32-ounce cans that we can fill and actually seam right here at the bar. They're pretty new. I believe Oscar Blues, which some may know from Dale's Pale Ale, they've been in cans in craft beer for years and years. They were the first craft brewery to really embrace the can as a package, and now they've brought this out as a way to, because growlers were always glass. There was really wasn't a good way to have an aluminum or even a can growler refillable container, which these are not refillable. We fill them once, and once you put that lid on there, you drink it and throw it away, or better yet, please recycle them.
So basically, I can actually come down to Cycle Brewing and get a 32-ounce can of my favorite beer that you guys brew and take it with me.
Absolutely. That's been extremely popular. It has almost completely replaced growler fills. It does cost a little bit more just because the can is sort of a sunk cost for us. We don't charge for the can other than adding a dollar on that days, but on every other day it's $8 growler fills or $8 crowlers. There's no, we don't distinguish on that end. Just on Mondays with the discounter, we needed to get a little something for the can.
Yeah. And what about these badass glass bottles I see people drinking out of? Is that, if you don't have your own growler, you guys have glass?
We haven't stocked them in a while, just because the crowler has really taken over. There's almost no demand for them. We will again. I know some people prefer glass, prefer the reuse to recycle, in terms of the reduce, reuse, recycle, 3 R's. We respect all that, and we will produce those, get them printed again, and have those. But those are from before we were able to fill the crowlers.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now, if you were to just sum up Cycle Brewing, I mean, if someone's never been here, what can they expect when they come to visit you?
Well, Cycle Brewing is going to be, it's craft beer. It's for the sake of craft beer. We don't have much of an ulterior motive in doing this. We're not necessarily a profit motive. That's not why we're doing this. Yes, we would like to be a successful business, but that's not why we got into this business. We're all about the craft beer here. I think that shows in the way our place is set up. We want to support local. We are part of the local scene. This isn't just, hey, we're going to take money and put it into the local scene. We want to be part of that fabric, part of the local art scene, 500 block, 600 block of Central, all of that.
And you guys have all different kinds of customers in here. I mean, I see businessmen in suits, and I see young people in here in regular clothes. I mean, you guys have a variety.
Yeah, I'd say craft beer is able to draw from all those sides, because the way craft beer businesses, and, you know, we're pretty young ourselves, so I'd say a lot of our taste relates to a younger crowd, but at the same time, craft beer is a luxury, which is going to appeal to your, you know, young business person, or even any age business person with some disposable income. Anybody who's looking for local and fresher and, you know, unique, finer tasting, that's really our clientele. So it's hard to say, oh, it's this age group and from this community. It can draw from anywhere.
And I may be mistaken, but you guys are the only craft brewers here downtown, correct?
Actually, we are one of soon to be 5 or 6. They're popping up all over the place.
Really?
One block north, earlier this year, St. P. Brewing opened. Green Bench Brewing is down, they're in the Edge District, it's called. They're at 13th, almost. And then there's going to be Pinellas Ale Works. There's going to be a brew pub opening on Central. There's going to be another brewery gastro pub down on Beach Drive. It's craft beer's booming.
Yeah.
So we were in early.
I wasn't aware of that. That's awesome. So craft beers is actually something that's growing the entire industry here.
Oh, yeah. Craft beer, I mean, nationwide is growing tremendously. Florida has traditionally been several years behind. Really, a trend's moving from the west to the east. Some would say it started in Colorado and went to California, Oregon, or some would say it really started out there and moved east. Some would say it started in Pennsylvania and with Yingling, and Yingling is, there isn't Bud Miller Coors, it's Yingling on tap.
Really?
Yes. Philadelphia is one of the oldest craft beer towns. They don't make a big deal out of it. To them, it's not craft beer,
yeah.
It's just beer. So it's just what you drink, which is, you know, that's a very mature beer scene. We're a long ways from that, but getting there.
But it's a situation where you can't find your flavors anywhere else. I mean, you brew this beer, and you can't get this beer anywhere else but Cycle, though, right?
We do distribute a little bit, but for the most part, if you're looking for any variety of our beers or you have a specific beer in mind, if it's on elsewhere, it's also on here. And a lot of beers, I would say 90% of the beer, even of the beer styles, never leave the premises.
And what are your hours? You guys have pretty crazy hours, or is it normal?
We're pretty standard. We open at 3 every day during the week and noon on the weekends, and we're open during the week. I let the bartenders decide. We're open until at least midnight. If there's something going on, they can stay open until 3. If not, they can shut it down. And then on the weekends, we are open until 3.
Oh, that's cool.
Now, I did notice you guys have a cash-only sign. Is that all the time?
Yeah, we've been cash-only since we opened. We could get into a whole discussion about, you know, we're on a crusade for the end of credit cards or fight the establishment. It doesn't have as much to do with that. It also is not about tax evasion, believe me. We pay our taxes. It's really about keeping the money local for us. The credit card companies provide a convenience, a service, and they get paid for that, and they're not here.
Yeah.
And we'd like to keep all the money here if we can. and it allows us to, you know, taxes included and everything. We don't deal in coins, so it's $5. So really, we're charging $4.67, I think, for a pint.
Right.
So it allows us to deal in round numbers. It also allows for very fast service. You're not waiting for a credit card machine. You come up, cash, change, done, transaction over. So there's a lot of reasons to do it. If anybody, I understand a lot of reasons not to do it or to take credit cards. That's not really us. So for now, we're gonna stay true to what we are and what we want to do and keep our goals along those lines.
Do you guys have an ATM in here?
We do not. We are surrounded by banks. We're in downtown St. Pete, so we have a Regions right next door. There's an ATM across the street. There's two Bank of America ATMs out the back door. There's a Wells Fargo across the street in the back. All that said, we probably will also be adding an ATM, hopefully zero fee, so that, you know, I understand not everybody carries cash, and I understand ATM fees are a drag, so we don't want to take any money. We're not trying to make extra money on an ATM, but it's been a little, surprisingly, ATM people don't want you to do that.
I mean, when in doubt, bring the cash.
Yeah, exactly, and there's a lot of options to get cash, and we've taken personal checks, we've taken IOUs, and it's a... And we've also had the occasional person take a beer and walk out. Yeah. It's a risk we're willing to take.
Awesome. Well, you know, we had a really good time here, and, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on, so we definitely encourage you to come down and check it out. They have specials going on throughout the week. You can buy T-shirts. You can get take-home brew. Their atmosphere is awesome here. They got friendly staff, and you just couldn't ask for a cooler place to come and just hang out for a while and have a beer. So we appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you guys very much.
Before taking off from Cycle, decided to talk to a customer named John who happened to be sitting at the bar.
Yeah, my name's John Holmes, and I've been coming to Cycle pretty much since they opened. And the thing that makes it special to me, it's a combination of factors. First of all, the beer is just very good and remarkable in terms of all the new varieties they keep bringing to the table. And there are a lot of breweries in town. This just happens to be my favorite, I think because of the beer. And the other reason is because of the friendliness of the staff and the pleasant atmosphere in the place. So I consider myself a regular and happy to do so. They keep reintroducing new ones that I immediately feel an attachment towards. But I think currently I like the Crank. I like Shakefield. And... the variety, the fact that they keep coming up with new ones is what appeals to me. I'm also familiar with a lot of other breweries in town, and I think everyone who really enjoys their beer tends to have a favorite. And this just happens to be by far my favorite, although there are a lot of other good breweries, and I'm glad for that, for St. Petersburg. Yeah.
Well, we had a great time downtown St. Pete, and we hope you guys enjoyed it as much as we did. I'm sure we're going to be back downtown soon. And if you have any suggestions, don't hesitate to let us know over at RadioSaintPete.com. Thanks a lot. We love you. We'll see you next time.